We present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Leonard Williams, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
What a Good Boy Am I! All right, Mr. Craythorpe, I'll do it for five bob.
Look, James, I don't want my car washing.
I'll do a good job for you. I'll wash it, wipe it, and change the oil in your headlamps. Well?
I'm not giving you 5 shillings to wash my car.
Well, 4 and a tanner, then, including a wax finish. I'll give it a rub over with a candle.
James, if you will look out of the window, you'll see that my car is spotlessly clean.
Well, I'll dirty it.
Look, it was only washed 3 days ago.
Let me look at it. Well, wherever you went, you were robbed. Who did it?
You did.
Oh, yes. So I did. Well, can I give you a haircut?
A what?
3 and 6 all in. 3 bob if you bring your own basin. And I throw in the funny jokes for nothing.
James, you wouldn't be by any chance hard up for money.
No, I wouldn't if you give me some.
Trying to be funny won't help, James. If you can't go on the school trip tomorrow, you can come on the one I've organised.
Oh, yes, that'll be a lot of fun, I don't think. Ooh. Grand trip to one of England's stately homes, Hillborough Hall, complete with suits of armour, all Roman ruins and haunted by a ghost. It's the rent man still trying to get paid. Souvenirs on sale at the gates. Death Watch Beatles, 6 pence each.
James, you should take an interest in fine old buildings and not hold them up to ridicule.
I'll bet this one's full of rats and it's damp, not fit to live in.
It was once the home of Oliver Cromwell.
How long is it since he lived in it?
Oh, I don't know, about 300 years.
You see, even he doesn't like it. You can't blame him either. What sort of a home is it that has 65 rooms and no telly?
James, Oliver Cromwell is dead.
I knew he wouldn't last long in that damp old house.
Oh, stop talking nonsense.
All right, then. I'll just keep me big mouth shut.
Very well, then.
Oh, Theodore, I wanted a word with you.
Either keep quiet or talk sense.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, not you, Mrs. Clitheroe. You can open your big mouth... Speak whenever you like.
What's going on here?
Don't ask me, ma'am. We were just talking about Oliver Cromwell and Mr. Craythorpe lost his temper.
Look, I have not lost my temper.
Well, why are you shouting?
I am not shouting.
You'll have to speak up. We can't hear you.
Look, what is all this?
It all started when James wanted 5 shillings.
Say no more, Theodore. Jimmy, I'm warning you.
I know, ma'am. I've not got to borrow money and I've got to go with you to Hillborough Hall, because if you leave me at home, I'll probably pawn the piano. I've had it all from Grandad.
Well, stop being cheeky and don't annoy Mr. Craythorpe.
All right, ma'am, I'll go on the trip. But instead of going to look round the hall, I'll guard the picnic basket.
Oh, will you?
Yes, ma'am. And if anybody comes to pinch our grub, I'll hide it where they'll never think of looking for it, in Jim's tum.
The boy is incorrigible. But I see his point. I don't suppose the old hall will be of much interest to him.
Well, I don't know. I'd have said the same about Harry Whittle and Mr. Higginbottom, but they're coming with us, aren't they?
Yes, and I must confess I'm surprised. Higginbottom has even organised the transport for me, a small minibus.
Well, perhaps they want to keep my father company. As a matter of fact, they're all in the living room having a chat.
I'll go and talk to them, ma'am. Us men like to have our 5 minutes natter together.
Well, before you do go, wash your hands for tea. And don't go rubbing Mr. Higginbottom up the wrong way. You know how mad he gets.
Well, I've got to hand it to you, Harry Whittle. Trust you to think of a dodge like this.
Oh, Taggy. Mind you, I don't want to brag about it. You know how immodest I am. But when Theo mentioned his trip to Hillborough Hall, well, it seemed too good a chance to miss.
Well, it'll be nice to see old George Potter again. Since he gave up being landlord of the Rose and Crown, I haven't cared much for the place at all.
I know. They've started asking for cash now.
No, that'll do, Higginbottom. That'll do.
Now, let's not fall out, lads. We're all for one and one for all, like them 3 buccaneers. You know, pathos, porto, and Arabic.
Oh, no offence meant, Peter.
You know, lads, there's something that's bothering me.
What's that, Peter?
Well, I don't like the idea of keeping it secret from Pat and Craythorpe.
Keep me what a secret, Grandad?
Hello, Big Ears has arrived.
Hello, Mr. Noddy, at Higginbottom. Hey, Is it right you fixed the bus for the trip tomorrow?
That's right. I'm driving it.
Grandad, you better get your insurance up to date.
Now then, just cut that out.
Now then, Iggy, the lad wasn't being serious. He was only gesticulating.
Well, well, we don't want him in here.
Well, I'll go then, as soon as I've found out the secret Grandad doesn't want to tell Mum and Mr. Craythorpe.
Now, you keep your nose out of this. It's none of your business.
What isn't?
The pub we're going to tomorrow.
I get it now. You three are having some beer before you go round the hall, because you've heard it's haunted, and you want to see the ghost of a pink elephant. All right, I'll answer the door, ma'am.
Hello, Jimmy. I put me back away. Can I come in?
Yes, Alfie. Mind the doorstep doesn't jump up and hit you.
Yeah, hope I'm not late for the trip, because when I asked my mother to call me, I'd forgotten what time we were leaving, so I wasn't sure whether I wanted to be up for 8 and down for 7:30 or down for 7 and up here for 8, so I got up at 7, come down at 7:30. Remember, we were leaving here at 9 and went back up again. I overslept.
Well, don't worry about it, Alfie. It can happen to human beings as well.
Oh. Can it? Yeah, I'm glad because... Yay, I might be late, but I'm not too late to thump you.
Ignore him, Alfie. The bus hasn't come yet.
Oh, hello, Susan. Yeah. Oh, I say, I can see him. Your legs. Your shorts. You're wearing short legs.
What?
It means you're in the slips.
Yeah, that's right. Go on, will you shut up?
It's such a lovely day, I thought I'd wear my new shorts. Mother doesn't think they're long enough.
Oh, they're not too short for shorts. I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing a bit more of you. Well, you've got such nice... I mean, they're both... Empty tarts.
You should know the steam coming from under your crash helmet.
Be quiet, you. I've heard about the trouble you caused last night. If you've any sense, you'll behave yourself today.
Oh, I will. I'll do nothing but good. When you two go for a walk in the bushes, I'll shout to all the birds, cover your eyes up, snuggings in progress.
Will you shut up, you cheeky little monkey?
No, Susan, that's enough of that.
But Mother, Aunt Jimmy said...
We haven't time to hear what he said. Mr. Higginbottom's arrived with the bus.
Oh, Pat, you can't put anything down in this house. I've searched everywhere and I can't find my corduroy cap.
Well, it's only a suggestion, but have you tried your head?
What? Oh, of course, I'm wearing it. It's all this rushing about. We should have got up earlier.
You what? I was up at 6:00.
We know you were. Still trying to scrounge money. Just behave yourself when we get on that bus. This is Mr. Craythorpe's trip, and I'm not having you spoiling it.
Higginbottom, I don't want to be a nuisance.
Well, just shut up and you won't be.
I only wish to say that I still think you've taken the wrong turning for Hillborough Hall.
Look, Craythorpe. I'm driving this bus, and when I want advice, I'll ask the organ grinder, not the monkey.
I still say this is the wrong road to Hillborough Hall.
He's not going to the hall, he's going to the pub.
What? Did you say pub?
Clitheroe, shut your big mouth.
Theodore, I didn't get a chance to tell you in the rush, but Father Harry and Mr. Higginbottom have a friend in the village who own the Farmer's Arms.
Oh, I see. And I was labouring under the delusion that they had come to enjoy the delights of the hall.
Look, Theodore, we will be having a look round the old hall, and you're welcome to join us for a drink at the pub, if you like.
Yes, what about it, Craythorpe? If old George won't treat you on the house, I'll go mad and buy you a shandy.
Hey, Grandad, how much is a shandy?
Oh, usually about 8 pence, Jim.
Well, bang goes Ozzy's pocket money for the next 4 weeks.
Listen, funny boy. Any more cracks like that, and I'll sit you on the bonnet, jam your nose in the windscreen wiper, and switch on. Then we'll see who's noddy.
Higginbottom, will you kindly take us to Hillborough Hall, please, before there's any serious trouble?
What do you mean?
For one thing, you're speeding. I suppose that's the reason you keep glancing in your inside mirror, keeping a sharp lookout for the police, no doubt.
No, he's watching our Susan and Alfie snogging on the back seat.
Are you calling me a peeping Tom?
Of course not. Your name's Horatio. Daft, isn't it?
I'll belt you in a minute.
Now then, Iggy, control your emulsions.
Well, it's this lad behind me. He should keep quiet.
Jimmy, just stop talking and find something to do.
All right, then. Can I stick my head out of the window?
You can stick... Oh, do what you like as long as you shut up and behave yourself.
Righto, then.
Now, then, let's all calm down and enjoy the rest of the journey in peace.
A jolly good idea, if I may say so. Let us hope there'll be no more fuss and bother.
Mr. Higginbottom, stop the bus. Pull up, quick.
What is it, coppers?
No, me cap's blown off.
Oh, no. His cap's blown off. You should have left him at home. He's nothing but a public menace.
James, I found your cap for you. Why are you hanging about here?
I thought I'd try and fill it with blackberries.
Look, let us get back to the bus at once.
All right, Mr. Craythorpe. Hey, has anybody ever told you, when you're annoyed, your tash quivers?
Really? Well, after all the trouble you've caused me today, it should be doing a Highland fling.
Well, it's your own fault. If you'd give me the 5 bob, I'd have gone on the school trip.
James, you'd have very little trouble in raising the money if you were a good boy. And if I may say so, that will be the day.
What do you mean? I can be good if I want to.
Can you?
Yes, I'll try anything once.
James, the leopard can never change its spots, I'm afraid.
I'll bet you 5 bob I can be as good as gold for the rest of this trip.
I am not making any wagers with you, James.
All right, Mr. Craythorpe. But when you and me are sitting behind Mr. Higginbottom on the return journey, just watch it. I mean, you know how nasty he can get when he's had a few.
Look, James, on second thoughts, I've decided to take you up on this bet.
I thought you would.
You're to be good for the remainder of the outing, and if you aren't, you'll pay me 5 shillings.
Don't worry, you'll never see my money.
You sound very confident, James.
I am. For the rest of this trip, I'll make little Lord Fauntleroy seem like that villain in Oliver Twist.
Well, James, we've certainly got a lovely day for it, haven't we?
For what? I'm fed up doing nothing.
Now, surely you could think of something to do.
I can think of plenty of things, but they'd all win you 5 bob. Oh, I'm fed up.
Really, James, it's only 20 minutes since we arrived. It's not 12 o'clock yet.
And we won't be home till 6. I'll never do it.
Now, look, you forced me into this bet, so I'm keeping you to it. You'll be good until we get home, or else I want 5 shillings.
I know. Well, for a start, you'd better hang on to these.
What are they?
My pea shooter, catapult, and itching powder.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Oh, and my white mouse.
I hand it over. Oh! Take it away. There's a horrid beast.
It's a clockwork mouse. It was just to move our Susan from the picnic if she was eating too much.
What a boy. I say, I've just thought of something you can do. It's almost lunchtime. Why not start getting the picnic things out of the bus for your mother?
Oh, all right. Maybe the sight of food will cheer me up a bit.
Good. The others should be here in a moment.
I think I should have kept that itching powder for Alfie. It'd be worth 5 bob to watch him doing the twist.
Leave that food alone, you little scrounger.
What are you talking about?
Susan, what's going on here?
The same thing as always. Jimmy's 7 stomachs was trying to get at the food first.
Jimmy, you are a little imp.
I wasn't going to eat anything.
Oh, no. I suppose you were just going to lay out the picnic things for Mother.
I'll lay you...
James! Remember our agreement.
Well, old Scraggy... Scrag me. Mum, ask Mr. Craythorpe.
He's telling the truth, Mrs. Clitheroe. It was I who suggested he unloaded the things.
Yes, and if I could borrow 5 bob, I'd suggest something that my darling sister could do.
Are you getting ready for the picnic? Is there anything I can do?
Yes, hold off Susan's hand while she takes a running...
James!
A walk by the river.
Well, come on in, lads. It looks as though we're just in time for lunch.
Aye, and I'm ready for it and all, Pete.
So am I. My stomach's starting to ramble.
Well, look. Oh, all of you just wait here while we set everything out. Bring those paper dishes and the cooks, please.
Righto, Mother. You'd better help to carry something, Alfie.
Oh, yes, I'll carry you. Your food, I mean. Well, not your food, everybody's food.
And I'll take the hamper. You bring the bread and milk, Alfred.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll bring the teapot as well. It'll save a trip. Oh!
Oh, no.
Hands up those who like tea with no milk made in a sugar bowl.
That wasn't funny, James. It's bad manners to laugh at people's misfortune.
Sorry, Mr. Craythorpe. Mr. Higginbottom, stop laughing.
What do you mean?
Laughing at that shows your bad manners.
Do what?
That's what Mr. Craythorpe just said.
Oh, did he? Well, I'll see if he wants to teach me some manners.
Now then, Higgy, now just calm down. And don't you start trouble, Jimmy.
I was only telling the truth, Grandad.
Come along, everybody, it's ready.
Right you are, Pat. Come on, Jim, let's see what's on the me and you. How about some horses d'oeuvres, aspiration soup, and roasted peasant?
Right, Mr. Wack, and we'll finish up with some of that smelly cheese with the magnets in it. You know, gonzolas.
Oh, I enjoyed that tour around the hall, Theodore. Wasn't it interesting?
Oh, absolutely fascinating. Didn't you think so, James?
Oh, simply spiffing. It was like a cemetery with lights on.
Don't you be so cheeky.
So you can be good, can you?
I can. I am. Ta-ra, Mr. Craythorpe. Ta-ra, ma'am. I'll see you later.
He seemed to get scared all of a sudden, Theodore. Did he think you were going to smack him?
No, the pain he felt was a twinge in his pocket.
Oh.
Oh, it's a secret between James and I for the moment.
Oh, I see.
I'd rather explain later, if I may.
Oh, you needn't bother at all, really. Oh, now look, Theodore. You needn't hang round here with me. I've got some knitting, and I know you want to be off with your camera.
Well, I would like to take some pictures of the old Roman excavations. Are you sure you don't mind?
No, not at all, Theodore. Off you go.
Right you are. I find the old ruins so fascinating. Goodbye, Mrs. Clivert.
Bye, Theodore. Well, that's when a woman knows she's reached middle age. When a man prefers to spend the afternoon with a Roman ruin.
Hello, little birdie. What's your name? Tom Twit? Oh, it isn't. Well, are you a lesser-crested warbler? A long-tailed super-duper throstle? Oh, a spuggy. Oh, little spuggy on the log. I hope you get worms and not our dog.
I've been crying my heart out. Do you love me or do you love me not? If you keep trying, you'll hear me sighing. Forget me not.
Look out, birdie. I think I hear a corn crake.
Is that you, Jimmy?
No, sir. I'm a talent scout from the movies. I want to sign you up for Holloway.
Holloway's a jail.
With your voice, that's where you belong.
What are you doing spying on us, peeping Jimmy?
I am not spying, Godiva, so keep your hair on.
Well, what are you doing over here?
The same as you. I was talking to a bird among the trees.
You cheeky young puppy.
I'm a puppy. You stand there with your poodle hairstyle. Eyes like a cocker spaniel, nose like a pom. It's a wonder Mam hasn't to buy a license for you.
That does it. I'm not going to smack you. Mother said if you annoyed Alfie and me, I just had to tell her. And that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Go on then, telltale, take your tunnel split. And if you don't slow down, so will your jeans.
Oh, you are a cheeky young puppy.
I'm sorry, Alfie, but Susan's always getting me into trouble.
Look, you get yourself in trouble with being cheeky and naughty.
I haven't been naughty since we came. I bet Mr. Cray thought five... Oh, heck, me bet. 3 years about Susan, I've had me lolly.
What are you on about? What bet's this?
Oh, nothing. I haven't had a bet. I mean, I... Hey, one good bet deserves another.
You what? Well, I don't get it.
No, neither will he, at least. Alfie, you're a bit of a gambler, aren't you? Well, let's see if you're really a sport or just a bluffer. Oh, there's the ace cameraman. Pressing the camera against his eye, his mouth open. If I shout, I wonder if he'll swallow it. I'll try. Mr. Craythorpe! Hey, watch the birdie!
Oh, James, you startled me. Fancy yelling like that just as I was closing the shutter.
It was a good job you closed your cake all as well. Or you might have swallowed it and given yourself an X-ray.
James, remember our wager. Don't start being naughty or you'll be sorry.
I remember it all right, but I'm afraid it's you who'll be sorry.
Don't be so sure. Anyway, James, I was just about to photograph the ruins of this old fort, which was left by the Romans.
I'm not surprised they left it. It's got no roof on.
It had a roof on when they left.
Well, there'll be trouble when they get back and find it's been pinched.
You know very well what I mean. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'll try once again to get my photograph. It's rather tricky getting it all in the picture.
You're standing too near to get a good photo. Why don't you go on the hill over the other side of that stream?
And how do you suggest I get across, since there is no bridge?
Jump it, dear Theo. Jump it!
Don't be ridiculous. I wouldn't get more than halfway.
Well, do it in two jumps. I know, swing across like Tarzan. Climb a tree, beat your chest, if you can find it. And leap!
What was that?
I mean, climb a tree if you can find one with a creeper on it.
Stop being silly. I have no intention of trying to leap across the stream.
Well, roll your trousers up and paddle. It doesn't look deep.
Oh, no. You persuaded me once to do that before, and I was soaked from head to foot. The water was 4 feet deep, but you assured me it couldn't be more than 2 inches, because it only came halfway up a duck.
I'll think of something else. Some other way of helping, I mean.
Don't bother. I'll get all the pictures I want standing here.
It's not as easy as I thought.
Pardon?
Granted. Hey, Mr. Craythorpe. Why don't you take moving pictures like all the animals in the jungle?
I can hardly see myself photographing savage lions and tigers.
No, but you might manage a snap of a wild butterfly. I saw a smasher the other day. A man was tied to some posts, covered in treacle and left to the ants.
Oh, how awful. Really, James?
Mr. Craythorpe?
James, I'm trying to get some photographs, if you don't mind.
All right. I only wanted to know if ants over here were dangerous.
Well, they're not. Not like those you mean.
Oh, well, that's all right, then. You needn't worry. Just carry on.
Thank you. What do you mean? I needn't worry. About what?
About those ants that just crawled up your trouser leg.
Oh, I see. What? My trousers? Where are they? I can't see anything.
Oh, they've gone now. Up your trousers.
Oh! Oh, hey, do something. Oh, yes, I can feel them. Oh, yes. Oh! I think. Look, I'll have to take my trousers off. See if anyone is around.
Why can't you take them off yourself?
Don't try to be funny. I'm being eaten alive. Oh, I've got to get them off. Oh, that's it. That's it. Oh, where are they?
You look at your legs while I shake your trousers. Give them here.
Give me my trousers back.
I'm shaking them for you. You better do some gymnastics. Flap your arms about.
What for?
So our Susan will think you're doing PT.
Susan?
Yes, she's just coming over.
Oh, help, I must hide.
In the bushes. Go on, quick, near the stream there.
Bring my trousers over here, quickly.
It's too late. Get down in the bushes and pretend you're a duck. Now, where's Alfie? Oh, there he is, the mug. Alfie! Alfie! Over here!
James, what are you shouting for?
It wasn't Susan, Mr. Craythorpe. It was Alfie walking with a wobble. Alfie, come on over here.
James, you deliberately got me to run away for nothing.
What did you want, Jim? You're like Mr. Craythorpe. Oh, I don't believe it.
I'm sorry, Mr. Craythorpe. I was only pulling your leg.
About Susan, you mean? I know.
No, about the ants.
What? You mean there were no ants? You wicked, wicked boy. That does it. You were going to be good. Well, you've lost your bet. And for once, I am going to make you pay.
I lost my bet half an hour ago when I called our Susan. But don't worry, I'll pay you. Hand it over, Alfie.
I don't know how you do it. You're why I fall for it when you do it.
You're not getting the money from Alfred. You will pay yourself. I bet you 5 shillings, James, that you couldn't be good. And you have lost.
I know, but I bet Alfie 10 shillings that by 4 o'clock, I'd have your trousers off and I've won.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Leonard Williams as both Theodore Craythorpe and Harry Whittle, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom. The recorded program, written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, was produced by James Casey and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
The Clitheroe Kid was recorded by the BBC.